they're happy right now, but let's hope it lasts through the day. You know, Dow futures are up well over 100 points, and the market's broad up, too. In Europe, market's up well over 1%. Some of them up as much as 1.5%. Markets in Asia up also, primarily because of things they're reading into statements from the European Central Bank and the Bank of Japan in terms of support there. But let's talk about what's happening over here. News about Google, and this is kind of an interesting story. I know a lot of us use Google all the time as a search engine, but it's so much more than that, of course. As we know, they have the software that drives the Android smartphones. But Google says that they're going to spend up to an unlimited amount of money to bring Internet connections to 1 billion or more new people that currently don't have access to the Internet at all. These are people in emerging markets such as Sub-Saharan Africa, Southeast Asia. They're working with all different kinds of partners to bring about wireless networks in those emerging markets, to think about adding 1 billion more people who can shop and do other things on the Internet. And here's something that's deja vu. Procter & Gamble, a huge consumer products company, bringing back their old CEO. Does this sound familiar? This just happened, of course, with JCPenney. But the guy that's been running P&G since 2009, a guy by the name of McDonald, who spent his entire career with the company, is being forced out because of lackluster sales. They're really not competing very well against Unilever, another their primary global competitor. So board forcing him out and bringing back the old guy who just retired, and he's coming back effective immediately. So maybe there's going to be a trend. Bring back, fire the new guy, bring back the old guy. And I know we keep talking about the Federal Reserve and their QE, quantitative easing. That is, they continue to invest about $85 billion a month in buying long-term U.S. treasuries and mortgage securities to keep long-term interest rates low. Well, at least right now that's paying off for the taxpayer. It appears that the Fed is getting ready to send about $15 billion in interest it made in the first quarter on their portfolio of securities. And by the way, this bond-buying program so far yielding huge results for the Fed as they send the money back to Treasury. Last year, the Fed sent the Treasury about $90 billion, and they continue to buy those Treasuries. And that'll be great, of course, until rates go up. When interest rates go up, bond prices go down, then the Fed's got a problem. KKR, Kohlberg, Kravitz, and Roberts, one of the most oldest and largest private equity firms and takeover firms, announcing a bid for Hulu, H-U-L-U. You may be familiar with that. It's a online streaming video and TV content, movies, etc. Hulu is jointly owned by a very interesting consortium of people. News Corp, Walt Disney, Comcast, ABC has a stake through a private equity firm there. A lot of people are bidding on KKR, are bidding on Hulu. It's interesting that the content on Hulu is limited only to U.S. subscribers, yet the name Hulu comes from two Mandarin Chinese words. Not much economic data coming out this week, but what is coming out could be pretty important. A revision of the GDP for the first quarter that was released early by the government. And, of course, tomorrow we get some numbers on the housing sector, and on Thursday, the always important, increasingly important jobs numbers in terms of first-time claims for unemployment benefits. But at least right now, just like Duck Dynasty, happy, happy, happy the markets are.
That sounds good. We'll look forward to those reports later this week, John.
Take care, Bill.
Thank you. John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach.